you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
The case against Rex Huerman, the man accused of being the Long Island serial killer, is only in its infancy, yet we have learned so much so quickly. This Labor Day, we look back at how this case has evolved. This is the Hidden Killers Podcast, Labor Day Long Island Look Back.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Tony Johnston is joining us right now, clinical and forensic psychologist, licensed private investigator, her website, workrelationships.com. Joni, let's talk about patterns of behavior here with Rex, if he allegedly is the Gilgo Beach killer, maybe one of many Gilgo Beach killers, quite honestly. The fact that the state of the bodies of the ones that he has been accused of, where they found his hair, where they found his wife's hair, all very similar in their state of being, if you will, on the beach when they were found. Many other bodies on the beach that he's not yet been charged with, may not be charged with, not so much in the same sort of state, not necessarily the burlap sack, some of them very chopped up, very violated in many pieces, spread out along different areas. That part doesn't necessarily seem to jive with the ones that Rex has been accused of murdering. What's the likelihood that if he is this person, that he changed his method of how to dispose of the bodies where some are dismembered and these ones are not?
You know, I found myself at various points in time going back and forth on this, Tony, because you're absolutely right. On the surface, you look and you kind of go, there's no way this could be the same person, because look at these four young women who are somewhat neatly placed. They're wrapped, they're bound. There's all these things that are just so common among these four. And then you have all these other victims who've been dismembered and their body parts put in different places and those kinds of things. At the same time, I think there's information that is more important that we don't yet know. So I want to know how these other victims died, because we do know that serial killers will change their MO depending upon a lot of different situations, and they also evolve over time. And so if, in fact, for example, these other women, some of whom go back to 1996, we know now because of this latest victim who was identified, if these were earlier victims, is it possible that the same person starting out in their serial killing career was very concerned about being caught and so thought, okay, I'm going to have to dismember people. I'm going to put them in different places. I'm going to do all these things to make sure that after I've done the psychological things that get me off. And that's the missing piece here. We don't know, or I don't know, maybe the detectives do or the investigators, how these other women died. If they died similarly, then that certainly makes me think, yeah, Rex Huerman, if he's guilty of these other four, is likely guilty of the rest of them as well. But it's certainly possible that just the terms of how these people are placed or these victims are placed does not rule him out for me. Because again, you can see a situation where somebody's starting out, they're very concerned about getting caught. They do all these things to kind of evade or elude law enforcement. And then over time, they start thinking, you know what? I'm not going to get caught. Nobody cares about these victims. I'm too smart for law enforcement. So now what I'm going to do is create my own private graveyard and do the things that I've wanted to do all along is I'm going to kind of keep them in a place and I'm going to prepare them. I'm going to bury them in a way that suits me psychologically. I can come back and visit if I want. And so he may, if this is the same perpetrator, he may have killed all of these victims in a similar way. I would say not the toddler per se. I think that toddler, unfortunately, was probably collateral damage. And that's a horrible word to use. Sure. But I just think in the wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah. But the adult victims, if he did it in a similar way, I think that is much more significant than what he did after they died.
Let me ask you this about the psychological perspective of the crime scene and evidence that was left behind. There's been talk for many years about a belt that was left there with the initials WH or HM, depending on how you look at it. Not truly a match to Rex by any means. There is one of the letters of his name on there. But more so than just the belt itself, how often is it that serial killers leave a signature behind or something that would be traceable back to them? Or does something like this seem more like an accident than it is a calling card?
Yeah, it certainly may have been. I mean, about 50% of the time, the perpetrator leaves DNA behind.
Sure.
So that is certainly something that can be retrieved and hopefully will be in those cases where it's left behind. And then I think aside from that, it really does depend upon the offender and their circumstances. And you're absolutely right. There have been serial killers who did leave calling cards. I'm going to leave my victim with one red sock on, or I'm going to dress them in a certain way, or I'm going to leave certain things behind. Or a lot of times it involves propping and they leave DNA if something falls out. But it isn't very often that they leave a calling card. It may be that, hey, I don't care. Nobody's going to ever connect this belt to me. Or it could just be in some situations, and most likely, where the person inadvertently leaves something behind. It's in the middle of the night. It's dark. They're leaving. They lose their glasses. They can't find them. It starts to get to be light. They leave.
Sure. Can you shed any light onto how someone like this, whether it's him, whoever it is, how does someone like this rationalize their actions internally and are able to switch back and forth from being businessman, family man, and then when wife's out of town, I'm going to go murder hookers?
Well, boy, there's a bunch of different questions in there, Tony. One being, what is the story he tells himself?
Yeah, let's start there.
And that's often, it really is astonishing sometimes in not all, but some of the very violent inmates I've interviewed, sometimes the rationalization is just astonishing. You kind of sit there kind of going, how do you believe this? It can be everything from, I'm doing society a favor because these women don't matter. These women are doing immoral work, whatever. I deserve this. I'm paying people back for bullying me when I was younger. I mean, it's endless almost.
Okay.
The way that I think some individuals can rationalize and justify what they do. But the common themes often are, it's not my fault. It's the victim's fault. That's the kind of the common denominator a lot of times. This person shouldn't have been doing this. They shouldn't have come with me. Why would they come with somebody they don't know? So it becomes really oftentimes kind of a blame the victim thing. So that's the part of it in terms of the story that this serial killer may have been telling himself or some version of that. Then the other question that I heard you ask is, how could somebody do these kinds of things and then switch into being an architect,
yeah,
a successful architect, or a husband of more than two decades, or a father of two children? And I think it's an exaggerated version of this kind of compartmentalization that we all experience. And it's an extreme version of that. And it's interesting. I've been on a couple of podcasts with law enforcement officers, and I'll talk about this and they'll kind of go, yeah, I know I was at this homicide scene and there were a couple of children who were murdered. And then it was so devastating that I walked in the door of my house and there are my own children and I have to play, I'm playing with them and all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I'm watching myself do this.
Yeah.
So we all wear different roles and we all sometimes have to put our feelings and our desires or whatever in one drawer and then go function and open a different drawer. But this is an absolute extreme version of that. I think it was Ted Bundy who said, I don't understand. I mean, why people think I'm such a bad guy. I'm only a serial killer a small part of the day.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.